AP News, I'm Paya Punjwani. Russian drones and missiles have hit Ukraine overnight. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Ukraine's president says nighttime Russian drone and missile attacks have left at least four people dead a day after a heavy barrage pounded the country's energy facilities. Rescue workers pull a person out of debris in Kryvyi Rih. The Ukrainian State Emergency Service says a rocket hit a hotel around midnight, partially destroying the four-story building in the city in central Ukraine. In the Kyiv region, which has struggled with blackouts after Monday's onslaught, five air alerts were called during the night. The regional administration said air defenses destroyed all the drones and missiles, but that falling debris had set off forest fires. Zelensky says the attacks included over 80 drones, and that, as well as the deaths, at least 16 people were injured. I'm Charles Deledesma.
It's the second day of a hearing on whether to toss out charges against at least a dozen Republicans accused of scheming to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that story.
18 Republicans were indicted by a grand jury in April on charges of forgery, fraud, and conspiracy. They're accused of trying to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona. Some of them submitted a document falsely claiming that former President Donald Trump won Arizona when Joe Biden had won the state by 10,457 votes. At least a dozen of the 18 indicted are asking that their cases be dismissed, citing an Arizona law that bars using baseless legal actions to try to silence critics. Prosecutors say the defendants don't have evidence to back up their claim and that they crossed the line from protected speech to fraud.
This is AP News. A Texas judge has ordered a pause on a program to allow legal status to spouses of U.S. citizens.
A federal judge in Texas has issued a temporary pause on the Biden administration's new protections that would allow immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. The order by U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker comes after 16 states, led by Republican attorneys general, challenged the program in a lawsuit filed last week, arguing that the Biden administration was trying to bypass Congress. President Joe Biden launched the program in June. The policy offers spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status who meet certain criteria a path to citizenship by applying for a green card and staying in the U.S. while waiting for approval. Traditionally, the process could include a years-long wait outside of the U.S., causing what advocates equate to as family separation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP News.